Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. And I want to ask today, who do you need Jesus to be? Who do you need Jesus to be? You know, a lot of times we talk about who's the GOAT, you know, the greatest of all time. You talk about quarterbacks. Quite often people say either Joe Montana or Tom Brady, baseball players, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, maybe Barry Bonds or Tony Gwynn, the great hitter. Basketball is the greatest of all time. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. But, you know, one of the things that there's no doubt about, the guy that's a GOAT is the guy coming up on July 4th. There's a guy named Joey Chestnut who has won the Nathan's Hot Dog, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest for 14 out of the past 15 years. I mean, friends, that's insane. Last time he did, he ate 75 hot dogs and buns in only 10 minutes. Let's say that one more time. Joey Chestnut ate 75 hot dogs and the buns in only 10 minutes. I mean, you want to talk about who the GOAT is? In my opinion, ain't no doubt, it's not debatable, the greatest hot dog eating person in the world is Joey Chestnut. Now, on the flip side of that, I don't know if that's something to be proud of, and it makes me not want to eat a hot dog too next July 4th when I think about that. But I tell you, in all seriousness, I think Jesus Christ is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. I mean, let's be honest. No one's ever conquered death and rose from the grave with over 500 eyewitnesses. And for me personally, he's the GOAT because he has helped me pick up the broken pieces of my life during some extremely painful seasons in my life. Now, you know, some of those painful seasons were caused by selfish decisions made by others. And some of those painful decisions in those seasons were made by unwise or selfish decisions I've made. You know, I love that song that came out a few years ago by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. There Was Jesus. Oh, man, wasn't that a great tune? Really, really loved watching that tune, listening to that tune. And it just said, you know, that in the most difficult times of my life, that Jesus was there. And I don't know about you, but man, I'm so glad to know that Jesus is a friend that sits closer than a brother. And that he is always there with us. And isn't that comforting to know today? So I want to encourage you to just be encouraged to know that Jesus is with you. And maybe you want to listen to that song, that There Was Jesus. I want to ask you a question again, though. Who do you need Jesus to be? Who do you need Jesus to be? Whether you're listening on the radio today, or you're listening on a podcast, or maybe you're at our YouTube channel watching on that. I want to remind you that we do have a YouTube channel. You can find that at Hope Is Here. Just type in Hope Is Here, then my name, Greg Horn, G-R-E-G-H-O-R-N. And I think that you will really, really be blessed and encouraged by that. But you know, one of the things that I've noticed about that with Jesus is just looking with him and knowing that there's seasons of life. Just like the weather, we have seasons of life. We get into seasons of life where we wonder, where is Jesus? Where is he at? And the seasons of weather kind of remind us that they're just like life. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. You know, the summer right now, it's warm, and we all love it, and it's just so great to enjoy this heat. Of course, sometimes you got to stay hydrated and be careful about sunburn, but, you know, summer's a really good, fun season of life. Kids are out of school, and it's just a time for cookouts and family reunions, and graduations have happened, and it's a great season of life. Then we have a fall, and man, we're so blessed here in the fall that just the beauty of all the colors that we have here in Kentucky. And then we go into that winter season where everything, the tree branches, the leaves, those beautiful leaves die, and everything's just kind of dark and barren, and it's dark when you go to bed, and when you get up, it's dark, and you get off work, it's dark, and it's just a really dark season of life. But then I'm so thankful that the spring comes, and things start to bloom again, and things come back to life. And yet, I know that sometimes, even though it could be 90-something degrees out in the summertime, you feel like you're in a winter season of life, and you've become hopeless. And I'm so thankful that the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that we're going to go through different seasons of life. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build back up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace." I want to ask you today, which one of those seasons are you in there from those 8 verses I read there in Ecclesiastes chapter 3? Maybe there's something you need to plant today to give an idea to. You've had this dream for a long time, and the enemy's kind of discouraged you, and you've kind of gotten to that paralysis by analysis that we talked about earlier this week on Hope Is Here. Or maybe it's a time to put an end to something, a time to die, a time just to say, you know what? This friendship's not healthy. Or maybe it's time to look for a new job. Or, you're just like, you know what? Maybe I need to call somebody up and say, I need to end this feud that's gone on between this family member and I, and I need to make this call. You know, there's a time to heal. Maybe you're in a healing season right now. And I'm so thankful, friends, that we don't heal alone, that God is always with us, and he loves to help us to heal, and he's with us. And I think one of the things that we don't do a good job in our culture here in the United States, man, we have a major loss where it's a loss physically of a loved one, a parent, a spouse, especially a child. Oh, my goodness. But even like losing a job that we had loved and we had liked for a long time. And even the celebration of graduating from school can be exciting, but also that's a comfort for a lot of people too, and there might be subconsciously a time for fear. But I love the part in verse 7 where it says that there's a time to be quiet and a time to speak. And, you know, I think God wants to speak to somebody listening or watching this today. And if you're listening on the radio or watching on Facebook Live today, I want to say hello to you and thanks for watching. But you know what? Sometimes God's just saying, hey, man, I just want you to be in a season of being quiet because I want to speak to you, my son, or I want to speak to you, my daughter, Betsy. God loves to speak to his children, but we have to put ourselves in a place to listen. It talks about in James that to be quick to listen and slow to speak. I think it's very interesting that God proportionally gave us 2 ears and only 1 mouth, right? So maybe we should listen twice as much as we speak, right? Yet, I have to be honest, yep, I like to talk. But God's really just been kind of convicting me and speaking to me over the past year to say, Greg, I just want you to listen more for my voice, to look where I'm working. And also to listen to others, because I'm speaking through a lot of my sons and daughters, and you can learn from them. So I want to encourage you, friends, maybe today, that you just say, God, yeah, I'm going to be a better listener today. and I'm opening my ears. You know, sometimes as a child, my mom would say, Greg, turn your listening ears on. Or you could be in a class, and a teacher would say, students, turn your listening ears on, and do that physical act of acting like you're turning on the ears. But you know what? Maybe today God's saying to you, hey, turn on your listening ears. But here's what I love, that Jesus said, you know, whatever season of life you're in, I'm going to be with you. And I'm thankful that we don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I'm thankful with Jesus that there is always peace, friends, always peace. I'm also thankful for the promise in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, one of my life verses. It says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Friends, I'm so thankful that God, he was there with us in the past when we go through trials and tribulations, but he's also there with us today. No matter, you may not be able to feel him, you may not be able to see him, but he's with there with you, friends. And the great news is he's going to be with you in the future. You don't have to be in fear. We talked about that earlier on the first two programs of Hope is Here earlier this week. But remember, you do not have to be in fear, and that fear does not come from God, and that you are not alone. So that leads me back to my question, who do you need Jesus to be today? And I'm going to base that off of a Bible verse that most time we just talk about at Christmas. Okay, it's a great verse and we love it. But even though I know it's hot here in summertime here in June in Kentucky and up in 90 degrees, but Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." We'll share that verse one more time. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For a child is born to us, and a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And I'm so thankful right now, whatever you need God to be in your life, that he wants to be that for you. And maybe you need him to be a wonderful counselor. Maybe you're like, God, I just need some wisdom. You've got a big decision to make. And you're just kind of wondering, you know, God, what do I do? And I'm so thankful it tells us in Psalm chapter 73, verse 24, with your counsel, you will guide me. With your counsel, you will guide me. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to them. Oh, friends, I love it. It doesn't say just that if we ask God that he'll give wisdom. It says he gives it generously. Unfortunately, sometimes we think that, you know, God's stingy or he's cheap. And, you know, maybe it's just because we didn't have a good example as an earthly father. Maybe you didn't even have a father. Obviously, you had to have one, but he wasn't in your life. And I understand that sometimes we just think, well, that's how God is. And I just want to remind you, friends, that God loves to give generously, and that he's a good, good father, and that he hurts when you hurt. And he cares about every season of your life. Not just the summer and the fall, those wonderful seasons, spring when everything's coming back to life, but in the winter seasons of life too. And maybe you just need some wisdom today, and I'm so thankful that God wants to be giving you the wisdom that you need so much today. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue talking about answering the question, who do you need God to be today? I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.